Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 41 of the Nerd.Kid podcast.
Hello.
Hope everyone had a good week. And thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes. Hope everyone had I think it was Memorial Day this week, right?
Yeah. Memorial Day was this past week. Hope everyone had a nice long weekend. I know I did.
Yeah. Moving on. I think we are just in our intro. I was going to start with a bit of news with EA shutting down servers for some Need for Speed games.
Yes.
They were actually just delisted off of the stores, online stores.
Yeah.
These are the Need for Speed Carbon, Need for Speed Undercover, Need for Speed Shift 1 and 2, Shift 2 Unleashed, and Need for Speed The Run. Yeah, so online servers will be up until August 31st if they aren't down already. I mean, I know a lot of people probably don't play a lot of these older games, but man.
Yeah.
Does it suck when they shut online servers down?
Oh, definitely.
It bugs me so much. I don't think they would take that many resources to keep them
running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figure that a lot of these would be using the console or something as a host, right?
Yeah.
So all they would just need is just a connection with the server just to authenticate it or something,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
I mean, how much resources does that actually take?
Yeah.
It's probably the light in their bathrooms is probably taking more
probably.
Resources.
I feel like, yeah. I feel like it would.
I don't know, man. This is so bugged me so much.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to be trying to get the online trophies done for those games.
Okay.
Even though I, you know, had plenty of time to do it.
Yeah.
put a little bit of fire under me just to get some
just
of these done.
Get it done.
Well, Carbon didn't have trophies.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was about to ask if Carbon did.
No, Carbon was a launch title. Undercover was the first one.
That was a fun game. I remember that one.
Yeah. Shit. One, I mean,
Shift 1 and 2. That game was insanely difficult.
Yeah.
For no reason.
It is.
Because it did that whole, because I had the first person view, right?
Yeah.
And then, it did the whole thing where you get tired and stuff, and
the car
shakes whenever you brake too hard and stuff
that.
That
one was super annoying.
Yeah.
If you take the turn too hard, you start to black
out.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're driving a car, not a fighter jet.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's how I was like, what is going on? Like, he's supposed to be a racing driver. Like, he should be able to.
I don't think you're going to go through that many G's in a turn.
No, not enough to make you black, especially if your person's supposed to be a racing driver.
Yeah. There's a peak of physical fitness, probably.
Yeah.
If
it was my fat ass, maybe. But not the guy in the game. Come on.
Seriously. Shift 1 and 2 were pretty,
yeah, they're okay.
Two's online trophies were super annoying.
Okay, really?
Well, one of them. I mean, you had to win the tournament. They had a tournament
Yeah, I remember that.
They had a tournament style bracket, and you had to win one.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I mean, people would just run into you and just win the race.
Yeah.
So that's how people would just get the crown.
Okay.
And then the problem is with getting to that place, I mean, it took a long time. It's just, I mean, even if you want to try to, boost it, it takes a long time because you need to get the setup of getting one person to the top.
Yeah.
And for each person to do that, the coordination has to be, spot on. And a lot of people don't like to listen. So.
Yeah.
Unless they're actually, a good set of, if they're actually patient.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, want to be helpful, mm-hmm. then it can go smoothly and get everybody to. A lot of the people just, this is so annoying. I've tried many times to do it, and it's so annoying. I think there's a two-person method we might try to do.
Okay.
But, that's also very annoying. Just to get a stupid trophy.
Yeah.
But,
it's a stupid, you know?
Yeah. Need for Speed of the Run, I think I already have everything. So
okay. Yeah, I remember watching you play that one.
Yeah.
Watching you play that one.
There was only one online trophy I had difficulty getting, I think, but I think I eventually got it.
Okay.
It was kind of rough, but I think I got that. I'm just surprised Most Wanted isn't on this list, but I guess more people would play Most Wanted.
Yeah, that's true.
But so super annoying that these shows are shutting down. But anyway, well, this is gonna just go on to movie release or game releases now.
Yes, we have a lot this week, so I'm going to do it by date.
Yeah,
and then say whatever's releasing on the date. So for June 5th, we have Mighty Goose for PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just realized by the time we release this, June 5th will have already gone. But I didn't list this in last week, so I thought I'd throw it in for this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I accidentally left it off, so.
Mm.
Then for June 8th, we got Chivalry 2 for PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, and Xbox One. Edge of Eternity for PC. Elder Scrolls Online for PS5 and Xbox Series X. Elder Scrolls Online Blackwood DLC for PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, and Xbox One. Mm. And then Willy Morgan and the Curse of Bonetown for the Switch. What a name.
Yeah.
And the following games are June 9th, Green Hell for PS4 and Xbox One. Later Daters for Xbox Series X and Xbox One.
Xbox can have that. That's
yeah. And then the following games are for June 10th, Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade for PS5. Ninja Gaiden Master Edition for the Switch. One Hand Clapping for PC. Don't know what that's about. We Are Football for PC. And then the following games are for June 11th. Black Skylands for PC. Darius Burst, Another Chronicle EX Plus for PS4 and Switch. Guilty Gear Strive for PC, PS5, and PS4. And then Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart for the PS5.
Holy shit, there's a lot. There's two games at least. Well, the Ninja Gaiden, is that not on? Is that not coming out on PS4 and PS5 as well?
I think it is later.
Oh, it's coming out on Switch first?
I think so. Or maybe I might have that backwards. I think it already came out on the other two.
Ninja Gaiden already came out. Wow.
I think
shows how I pay
Ninja.
It shows how much I pay attention. It's
Master Edition.
Well, it's called the Master Collection on PlayStation. Well, that comes out on June 10th, too.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So it's not just... It's called the Master Collection on... Oh, no. It's called Master Collection on everything.
Okay. Maybe they just had a typo on this one.
Yeah, maybe.
Master Collection. So that's for Switch, PS4, and Xbox?
Let's see. It's going to be on... Must select my language. Oh, my God. System.
Let's see. Okay, it's gonna be on PlayStation.
All I see is PlayStation and Switch so far. Okay. It looks like Steam as well.
Okay. So Ninja Gaiden Master Collection for the Switch, PC, and PS4 on June 10th.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, wait, an update?
I think it's on all systems.
Okay. For everything.
Yeah, I think it's for all systems.
On June 10th.
Comes out June 10th, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, Steam.
All right.
And if you pre-order on PS4, you get a special theme and some avatars.
Nice. Avatar.
4K resolution and 60 frames per second. Frames per second will be supported the PS4 Pro, PS5, Xbox One X, Series X, and S versions.
Nice.
And in the Steam version when the PC specifications are met.
Fantastic.
Although there may be fluctuation during the gameplay.
Huh. Nice.
So, yeah. So there's three games that I would potentially want next week. Well, technically the collection is three games.
Yeah.
So the collection and then the 7 Remake Intergrade and Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah. Yeah, some good games coming out this coming week.
Yep. And I'm still behind on all of those.
Same here.
Yeah.
I'm slowly catching up, though.
You are.
Beat Avengers. Next is Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, yeah. I still need to play Avengers. I still need to play Ghosts. I still need to play Final Fantasy VII. I still haven't started that.
Yeah, I need to play that, too.
Might have to play that a couple times just to play through once on PS4 and then 5.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Intergrade is going to have different story, I think, added onto it. I might wait to buy that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then Ratchet & Clank, I haven't played a single one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have all of them.
I played, like, the first two, I think. Just the first one, sorry.
I don't remember if I played the actual ones on PS2 or not, but I don't remember playing them. Yeah. So I might have played them. I just haven't.
You just don't remember.
Remember, yeah. I remember playing the Jack series.
Yeah.
I think I had Ratchet. That was a fun one. Yeah. I think I had Ratchet and Clank. I don't know. I have to replay all of them, though. So.
Yes. And now for a weekly delay report.
Yes.
Because?
God of War 2 has been delayed to 2022.
Oh, noz.
Yeah. They're taking the time to deliver a top quality game,
yes,
according to Monica Studios, Santa Monica Studios.
Yeah.
So, I mean, go figure.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it was bound to happen, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Now on to some PlayStation news.
Mm-hmm.
We got some PlayStation Now games, new PlayStation Now games.
Yep.
The Witcher 3, Team Sonic Racing, Sonic Mania, Sonic Forces, Virtual Fighter 5, Slay the Spire, and wait, and here you go, the one you've been waiting for, Car Mechanic Simulator.
Oh, yes. This is on PlayStation Now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, like, oh, dang, I have all of these games, but I think I only have, well, I don't know if I have Slay the Spire. Virtual Fighter 5, I think they gave away to PlayStation Plus.
Yeah,
so
they did.
That one doesn't matter. And then Car Mechanic Simulator, I thought I had it. But I only have a, I think I have it on PC. I don't have it on PlayStation.
Oh, okay,
so
nice.
So technically, don't have that game. So I could probably play it. Next thing is PlayStation that announced 7 new VR games, in their surprise VR showcase: Arashi Castles of Sin, Puzzle Bobble 3D, Vacation Odyssey, Winds and Leaves, After the Fall, Fracked, Wanderer, and Sniper Elite VR. Oh,
wow.
I can't wait for Sniper Elite.
Sniper Elite VR. That's
yeah.
going to be epic.
Yeah. Can't wait for that one. That one actually announced the date, I think. It's July 7th, I think is what it said.
Yeah.
So.
You are correct, sir.
I don't know about the others, but.
Yeah, I think that was the only one that actually had a date.
Yeah. Speaking of which, though, I saw a trailer. It's called a trailer.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it's about.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yes. There's absolutely nothing shown. This is just environment the whole time, I think.
Huh.
And absolutely nothing was shown. I have no idea what genre the game is. No idea what the story is. No idea if there's any characters in the game.
That is interesting.
Yeah. It is like a minute and something long. And then it was officially branded PlayStation. It's like, you
like
might want to recheck this.
The puck of that.
Yeah. It I'm gonna have to show you. Like, I should have showed you before this. I completely forgot. But yeah, it's
interesting.
Yeah, I guess I would put the word interesting on it. I mean, but yeah, that's.
I guess we'll see what it is at some point.
I guess I don't know. Like it is literally nothing.
It's just environment. That's all they show.
Yeah,
no one's talking or anything.
No. Maybe there's
so
some,
it's like
there's
like the
music.
Camera moving through it?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
And there's just lots and lots of wind. I think it has something to do with Mars.
Oh.
Because everything is red.
That'd be interesting.
But I can't remember. Okay, No Man's Sky. That one was actual trailer. But I don't know. I need to see if what the name of the game was. Well, I don't know if it's a game or not.
Yeah, whatever it is. The name of the thing.
Yeah. Whatever the name of the thing is.
Yeah.
Because it was just horrible. But I guess we could just move on.
Yeah. According to Sony, Gran Turismo 7 won't be a PlayStation exclusive to PS5. Will also be available on the PS4.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, whenever I read this headline, they almost had me. I thought they were going to... Because it didn't say... The headline didn't say exclusive to PS5. It just says won't be a PlayStation exclusive. So I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So I thought they were like taking it to other consoles, but then I clicked on it and I was like, oh no. So
gotcha.
Yeah. Yep, they got me good. Yeah, so PS4 players will also be able to play Gran Turismo 7. But honestly I'd rather have it on the 5.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would look amazing on the 5.
Seriously. I mean
sport does look amazing, but I feel like a full fledged game on the PS5 is gonna look incredible.
Yeah. Can't wait for that one.
So, yeah. I'm excited for that one. Really excited.
All right. Let's see. Moving on to Xbox news. They added 11 games to Xbox Game Pass last week. Conan Exiles, they added on cloud and console. Fusion Frenzy, they added on the cloud. Joyride Turbo, they added on the cloud. Solsta, Crown and of the Magister, they added on PC. Slime Rancher on PC. MechWarrior 5 on console. Mercenaries on console. Spellforce 3 on PC. Soul Harvest. Those are all on May 27th.
Yeah.
And then today they're adding Wild at Heart on the cloud. Or today.
It's June 5th. Or no. So this was, sorry, this came out yesterday. So yesterday they had, so June 4th.
June 4th. So, or 2nd maybe?
Cause probably 2nd. Yeah, probably 2nd. Yeah, because
June
3rd,
the For Honor came out on cloud console. And then Backbone is coming out June 8th on PC. And then Darkest Dungeon is coming out on console and PC on June 10th.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you got those to look forward to.
Yeah.
And this is probably the most Xbox news ever, this next bit. Mm-hmm. The Xbox exclusive,
yeah,
the Medium, is coming to PS5.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not the first one.
Yeah, that's true.
It probably won't be the last one.
No.
They had Dead Rising, I want to say, was it? Originally, Dead Rising was the Xbox exclusive.
Yeah.
Dead Rising 3, I think, was the Xbox exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the only one we haven't gotten.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it. Because Dead Rising 4 came to PS3.
Yeah.
Or PS4.
Yeah.
Frank's Big Package.
Yeah. yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's on the 4. So, and the Sunset Overdrive, I heard, is supposed to be coming over as well.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Mass Effect was original Xbox exclusive.
Yeah,
that came
over.
So, I mean, it's not unheard of.
Yeah.
I'm just
surprised they keep doing it. I mean, I guess if they've done it that many times, they're like, whatever.
Well, you know, I don't think it's like they don't own the studios that
they're doing. Yeah, so they can't control the...
Well, they get to do whatever they want. They want more sales, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously, PlayStation is whooping Microsoft's ass.
Yeah.
So
naturally, they're going to open up to that market as
well.
Yeah,
because they have twice as many.
Then it wasn't Tomb Raider timed exclusive for them?
Yeah, it was.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider?
No, it wasn't Shadow.
Was it Rise?
Rise of the
Tomb Raider. Rise, okay.
Yeah. Shadow wasn't exclusive.
Yeah.
Rise was for a year.
That's right.
And then we got that eventually, too.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what... I mean, they're trying to buy up all these studios.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Yep.
Time will the tell.
Yeah. I'm just interested to see, like... Do you know when it's supposed to be coming out? Do you know?
What?
Medium?
For PS5?
Yeah.
No, they haven't announced it yet. They just said it's happening.
Oh, okay.
Probably by early next year.
Because it's funny that the ones I want to play are actually coming to PS5.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right?
I'm surprised Alan Wake isn't coming over, but
yeah.
I feel like they might be coming over since Remedy is its own studio.
That's true.
And I think they have a sequel in the works or something.
Yeah, they do.
They have some kind of Easter egg in Control, I remember.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit, that's a lot. That I recognized that it was Alan Wake.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it meant, but I know that it was Alan Wake.
Yeah, I think we talked about it on here.
Yeah, I think so. Which I just realized that I think they had a PS5 update on that too. I still haven't played it. I haven't played any of the DLC actually.
Yeah,
because I was waiting for the DLC to come out, and then I was like, "Oh, I'll try to play Alan Wake by the time it comes out."
Yeah,
and then it came and gone, and then didn't even cross my mind.
Huh.
I just now realize that too many games, man.
Yeah, too many.
Too many.
All the games.
Just all of them, man. There's going to be a massive Warhammer sale going on Xbox right now until June 10th. Everything is 50% off or more.
Yeah.
So
Warhammer fans, jump on that.
Yeah. This is interesting news. The Switch Pro could be released soon.
Yeah.
Multiple websites have seen the Switch Pro listings. Apparently it was supposed to go out for pre-order
on
the 4th, but nothing happened.
Yeah.
And... this could be just all hearsay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
because a lot of instances of people seeing the listings and the listing getting taken down.
Yeah.
I know it happened on Amazon in France.
Mm-hmm.
I think it happened on Amazon here at one point.
Yeah.
It happened on several different websites.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know. I feel like Nintendo's not going to be pronouncing that next week either.
Yeah.
They might. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
we'll see.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo's planning to open a museum in Japan by 2024 dedicated to the history of their games and console, and is tentatively titled Nintendo Gallery.
Yep.
And it'll be located at the current Uji Ogura plant in Japan. So they're going to remodel it.
Yeah.
To be a museum.
Nice.
Man, so that'd be pretty cool.
This is by 2024. Oh, man. That's still a ways away.
Yeah.
Damn. That's three more years?
Yeah.
I wanted to go visit by Japan by then, hopefully.
Yeah. Same here.
Anyway, E3 Direct will kick off June 15th at 9 a.m. Pacific. You watch it on Nintendo's official website, along with Twitch and YouTube. Well, I'm sure there's also various other E3 ones.
Yeah.
I guess before we get into our main topic, I guess I could make sure what's going where.
In terms of E3?
Yeah. I think there was a schedule online, but when we get down to, I think this bit of news we'll look for.
Yeah.
But.
Because it all starts next weekend, right?
Middle of next week, I think. It usually starts during the week. Yeah, maybe you're right. I think it starts on the weekend.
Let's see. Yeah, I thought they changed. Well, I don't know. I thought they changed it this time or something. It was weird. Let's see.
All right, here we go.
Oh,
so
yeah. Yeah,
it's going to start June 12th. It's going to be a pre-show at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, with Ubisoft showing their... Ubisoft is showing their Ford at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. A pre-show will begin at 2 p.m. or 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. So that's 1 p.m. here, Central Time. So that would be just 12 p.m. for Mountain Time.
Yeah.
4 p.m. Okay, so following that will be the Tom Clancy Rainbow Six game. Ubisoft will do a deep dive on the Forward, which goes live at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Borderlands developer Gearbox is going to be showing something. They're holding the press conference after that.
Yeah.
That Saturday. Oh, wait. Looks like Ubisoft's going to be discussing stuff for Valhalla and Rainbow Six Siege and film and television projects.
Oh, nice.
Upcoming movies such as Werewolves Within, which is, I think, a game of theirs.
Yeah.
Sunday is going to be presentations for Microsoft, Square Enix, Warner Brothers Games, and 24 Entertainment. Microsoft is going to be 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Square Enix is 3:15 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. Let's see. Those are the only two that have. But they said, what? Square Enix, Microsoft, Square Enix, Warner Brothers, and 24 Entertainment. Those are the only two they showed on that day.
Yeah.
The
other ones haven't been announced yet? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Monday, June 14th. Rest of these, I think we can just go over next week.
Yeah.
As more things get announced, because I think everything else is after...
Yeah.
So next Saturday and Sunday were the only ones, maybe.
Yeah.
That might not go live before our next podcast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the other ones we'll talk about next week.
Yeah, Nintendo's is when? June 15th?
Yeah, the last day.
Okay.
Along with, since we're already talking about it.
Yeah.
The E3 2021 award show.
Yeah. Which, I mean, okay.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah. I don't remember talking about these that much at all before.
Yeah.
I never really watched the awards. So
yeah.
What are these awards for?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
For to get all psychological about it, what is any award for? What is an award?
Yes, what is an award? Today for our main topic.
Oh, God.
My parents still don't love me. Wait, what?
Oh man.
Okay. Well, we're already in other gaming news, so I'll start off with this one. An Among Us, a chicken nugget that looks like an Among Us, one of the characters,
yeah,
has finally sold for $100,000.
Yes, nearly 100,000.
Yeah, it was like 999,000 something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong business, apparently.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's not as crazy to me as this. It's not in our news articles because it doesn't have to do with gaming or anything.
Yeah.
A sculpture.
Oh, yeah. I remember you sent me this.
It sold a sculpture.
Yes.
That for $18,000 or 18,000 euros,
yeah,
or something. Almost 20 grand. And it's literally nothing.
Yes. It's an invisible sculpture.
It's an invisible sculpture.
Yes. So it is nothing.
Yeah. It is absolutely nothing.
20 this grand.
20 grand.
You thought that is a vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. You're telling me. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, not nowadays.
Yeah. Not now. Because cars are crazy expensive right now.
Unless you buy maybe a Versa.
Yeah.
Versa, maybe the only one in that range, or maybe like the lower end Kias,
yeah,
and Hyundai. But yeah, this, besides
either
that,
it's a lot of money for nothing.
Yeah. Seriously. It's a well-known sculpture.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was the only reason I think he was able to sell his
probably,
statue,
yeah,
of nothing.
Yeah.
I don't understand how
I don't know how art works.
Seriously. Like,
I just don't know.
Oh, my God. But at least this is a tangible item.
Yes.
Like, you could touch it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Can
I can
it.
Touch my chicken nugget.
Touch
can't,
your chicken.
I can't touch the
invisible statue.
Yeah, if I'm hungry, it may save my life. But the invisible sculpture does nothing.
I don't know, man. That's.
I probably wouldn't eat that chicken.
It's kind of old already,
yeah,
I think.
Even though it probably tastes exactly the same because it's from McDonald's. But
yeah. It's, I don't know, man. That's. I think they lose their taste after like,
yeah,
5 minutes.
I would think. Yeah. By the time I get home, they usually taste like,
yeah,
nothing.
No, like when they lose their like heat.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
When they're not hot anymore.
Yeah.
It starts tasting like garbage. But I would chow down on some chicken nuggets every once in a while. Get some nuggies.
Some nuggies.
Yeah. Next bit of news. Dying Light 2 is set to release December 7th. Pre-orders are live now for standard, deluxe, and collector's editions. And the ultimate edition, which is digital. Collector's editions are physical.
Yeah.
Comes with the Dying Light, the collector's edition comes with a Dying Light art book, a steel book, a secret locations map, UV stickers, a UV flashlight, and a new statue featuring the sequel's protagonist, and will retail for $229. Yeah, and same thing with the, or I mean, also, Dying Light Platinum Edition is out. Just talking about Dying Light anyway.
Yeah.
It comes with, oh man.
Yeah, it comes with a lot of stuff.
You're not kidding. I think this is pretty much every DLC available.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to go with.
Yes. That's a good summary of it, because that's what it is.
I mean, there's just bundle.
It's a huge
all
list.
Bundles.
Yeah. It's a gigantic.
Godfather bundle? Okay.
Yeah.
Crash 10 skin pack, Be the Zombie, Dying Light, the Classified Operation bundle. Dying Light. Does that mean, oh, you get the game? And, oh, for $100? Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So at the time of publishing, it's still $100. It was supposed to be discounted rate of 25?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. I saw that too, and I wasn't sure.
Maybe it'll be discounted to 25 later.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't. I think I have Dying Light. I'm not sure. I'll have to check. Is it pretty bad if I don't know if I have a game or not? I mean, is that such a bad thing that, like, can't keep a track of all my games?
Yeah.
But, anyways, moving on.
Yeah, so we also got the Far Cry 6 release date set for October 7th.
Yeah.
This was announced by a new gameplay reveal. And pre-orders are live now. And there's a collector's edition.
Mm-hmm.
So, the standard edition.
Yeah.
So you got different options for pre-order. You got standard edition, which is just a full game.
Yeah.
You got the gold edition, which is full game and season pass.
Yeah.
Then you got the ultimate edition, which is the you got full game, season pass, and the ultimate pack.
Mm.
And the collector's edition,
uh-huh,
which got full game, season pass, ultimate pack, and the flamethrower replica.
Holy shit.
So the prices are standard edition $60, gold edition is $100 to $110, ultimate edition is $120. collector's edition is 200.
And that's the one that comes with the flamethrower replica? Yeah.
Yes. It's a 70. So.
Is this one to one? Is it a life size?
Well, it says 72 centimeter flamethrower replica.
72 centimeters? That's centimeters.
Yeah. Math. That is.
I want to say it was like 12 inches.
I think so.
Somewhere around 12 inches, maybe? I don't remember.
No, it's 28 inches.
28 inches.
It's 2.5 feet. Yeah.
I think I'm thinking of 72. I'm thinking of 5 feet, maybe.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Five. I think I was trying to do the math for the 72 inches.
Oh, okay. So starting. Oh, okay. Let's see.
Which is what? 6? Yeah, 6 feet.
So with the gold edition.
Yeah.
You get. So it's. I guess it's standard and gold to get pre-order bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
You get 3 DLCs with gold edition. It was Beware the Dictator, the Jewel of the Caribbean, a nation's Journey to the Past. And for the extra $10, you can get the Steelbook. Ultimate Edition comes...
Pay $10?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh.
And then the Ultimate Edition comes with the stuff, same for them from gold, but you get 3 skins as well, Croc Hunter, Vice, and Jungle Expedition.
Mm.
And the Collector's Edition comes with everything mentioned before, the flamethrower replica, a 64-page art book, how to assemble print, Steelbook, 10 stickers, soundtrack, chorizo keychain, and world map.
Wow.
Yeah. And the chorizo keychain is actually the little wiener dog.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll help you kill people.
Oh, my god!
So you can pick between a wiener dog named Chorizo or a alligator named Guapo.
Why would you want to choose a wiener dog above a alligator?
I don't know.
Well, maybe unless you need to use it for sneaky stuff.
Maybe, yeah.
But I'd go with the alligator since it's more deadly.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. Okay, and then also in the game, and this was all revealed in the gameplay trailer.
Yeah.
You can craft weapons with any parts you find.
Yeah.
And then you can also, players will also be able to play in third person throughout the game.
Mm.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, I think they revealed the protagonist. It was a female this time.
Yes, it is a female.
I feel like that's pretty standard nowadays, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think it's the first time a Far Cry game has a female protagonist.
I think so.
It was 3 wasn't definitely, there was definitely a guy.
Yeah.
4, I don't remember. Or 5. Far Cry 5 was...
5 was a guy. 4 was a guy, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, because that was in Asia, right?
Yeah, because the son goes to bury the mom's, or to spread the mom's ashes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was in Asia, and I was starting in Cousin Hinti. I was like, yo, what the...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, then you're in the Himalayas, so you... Yeah.
Himalayas?
Yeah.
Himalayas.
Yes.
But, yeah. Okay. Moving on to the next piece of news. Singularity 6. This is a game company.
The studio, yeah.
Palia MMO RPG was shown. It's pre-alpha access is scheduled for this summer. You can sign up at palia.com.
Yes. And
is this the one that was supposed to be... A relaxing MMO, I think.
Yes, that's how it came off as.
Yeah.
They're comparing it to like Stardew Valley
and
Animal Crossing.
So it's like a peaceful MMO.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
It's a different take on it, I feel like, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, we'll see. So if you want to check out that alpha, pre-alpha, you can sign up there.
Hmm.
Battlefield 6 reveal is coming on June 9th. This was tweeted by the official Battlefield 6 Twitter account along with a teaser trailer.
Oh, boy.
So Battlefield fans have that to look forward to.
Yeah. Crysis Remastered Trilogy is coming later this year to consoles and PC. New trailer for the remasters was released as well.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why there's this, like, here, we remastered the first one. Hey, by the way, we have the whole trilogy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If you bought the first one, too bad. You have to buy the other.
Yeah.
You have to buy it again when you buy the other trilogy. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate that. You better have 3 separate platinums around when you do.
Yeah, I know, right?
Dark
Horse Comics is starting its own gaming division.
Yes.
It aims to make games on the franchises that aren't very big but still have amazing stories. So that'd be pretty fun. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
I know there's some comics that I read that conveniently I am blanking out on right now that I think would make good games, but they're not as popular, so... It'd be pretty cool if they can do that.
Yeah. The Dark Horse. I mean, I don't even know anything that Dark Horse owns. Mostly just anime.
Yeah. Yeah, there's several other comics I read.
Berserk. Is Berserk one of them?
I can't remember.
I don't remember if that was Dark
Horse. Oh, yeah, yeah. Berserk is, yes, yes.
Gosh, what else? I know some of the Star Wars stuff is in there.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be able to touch Star Wars. So, smaller series. This is stuff I probably never heard of. I don't read comics, so... But yeah, that's good to think that for comic fans to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to... All right, well, my internet's not working, so there's that. Fantastic. Or it's going really slow. But yeah, so we got that to look forward to.
All right. Ben Studio, developer of Days Gone, has a new IP in the works.
Yeah.
No information at this time. So I'm guessing that they're not coming out with a sequel like people want them to.
Yeah. So this was announced or found out after a report that was, or a thing that was made that said they weren't going to do a sequel for Days Gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
So there's that. The Mass Effect Legendary Edition player finds the Mars Rover Easter egg.
Yeah. There's a little rover roaming around on Mars.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, the Easter egg's been there since the game's release, but then I guess no one really found it.
Yeah.
Took us to people, because you gotta walk through the solar panels there in a certain sequence for it to show up.
Oh.
So. Before someone finally found it, and then they posted. Then the actual developer posted how to do it on Reddit. Like, hey, do this. Okay. Follow this path, and the rover will show up for you.
Oh, okay.
So, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. This year, Pokemon Go Fest will be July 17th and 18th, and tickets will be just $5.
Yeah.
The festival is themed around music and will be worldwide.
Yes.
Mr. Worldwide.
I was thinking the same thing. Moving on to other news. We mentioned this several times. So we're going to go ahead and say what it is.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime Day will be Monday, June 21st, and Tuesday, June 22nd. So get your wallets ready.
Yep.
And
get them deals.
Yeah.
They already announced a list of things that's already on sale, I think.
There's
a Toshiba TV for like $200 or something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of their Amazon devices, like Fire devices and Echoes,
all that's
are
on sale.
I
know most of, if you open up the app, most of the stuff on the main page is
on sale. They're going to be like, they're advertising the crap out of that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's all in your face.
Yeah.
Last of Us series has cast Marlene as, Merle Dandridge.
Yes.
As Marlene. She was the original Marlene, actually.
Yeah, she was.
She was the original Marlene in The Last of Us show. So, like, I was just wondering why she was able to get into the movie and not, like, Troy Baker or Ashley Johnson. Well, Ashley Johnson, I can see it. Right?
Yeah.
She's a little bit older and taller than her.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
But, it was whatevs.
Yeah.
But Merle's got, or Merle, the game's Marlene is actually Marlene, so.
Yeah.
She has had different voice acting roles and stars in the Flight Attendant TV series.
Yeah. And then we got some movie news.
Yes.
You got Mission Impossible 7 halts production due to a positive COVID test of a crew member.
Oh, yes.
So they'll probably be stopped for at least 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, they got quarantined for 2 weeks
now. Yeah. And also Donnie Yen, this is the person who plays Ip Man, will be in John Wick 4 as John Wick's friend. Seems like.
Mm.
So that'd be cool.
Yeah. And I guess that's it for the news.
Yeah.
Moving on to the main topic, we'll talk about limited time events in video games.
Yeah.
Or just timed events in general.
Yeah.
Freaking annoying.
And how stupidly inconvenient they are.
Yes.
Like 98% of the time.
Yeah. Some of them are probably pretty short. Like, oh, you could probably get this done in a couple hours.
No.
Like, cool.
Well, guess what? The thing they'll probably say that is, you know, like, okay, I haven't played the game for a bit. I got to update it, but guess what? I have Cox Internet.
Yeah.
So the entire time, those couple hours, the game's going to be updating and the event's going to be over.
yeah. Pretty accurate point.
I mean, you know, it's not personal.
By the time by the time I find out about it, like, sometimes I just, like, I've got other shit going on, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like since we do this podcast, I should have enough time to do everything. Since I have noticed very, like, a lot of time for notice, like the No Man's Sky event that I completely missed out on just because I was just doing stuff throughout the week.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the weekend, and then, like, stuff came up at the weekend. I couldn't do it that week.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'll just do it next week. And then finally went to go do it, and then my game messed up. I had to re-download it, and I couldn't do it that day.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh. I mean, I don't know. Like, there's that. The most annoying one for me is Rocket League. So, Rocket League, I don't know. Like, I luckily had enough time to get it in Halloween.
Yeah.
So, for the longest time, until Epic bought them, they had DLC packs.
Yeah.
And they actually brought back one of the packs for Halloween, which was the Ghostbusters ambulance.
Okay.
And Ghostbusters theme stuff.
Yeah.
But instead of being $5 for everything, mm-hmm. like, if you wanted everything, it was like $50 or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Something stupid like that. Thanks, Epic.
Yeah.
But the Ghostbusters ambulance was only on sale one day. One 24-hour period, and it was gone.
Get the heck out.
No. Well, they brought it back one more time. So in 1 week, they had a different item every day. So they repeated that for two. The event was 2 weeks long. And
they repeated, so a different item every day.
A different item every day. So the first day, the very first day was the Ghostbusters ambulance.
Yeah.
And I found out about it 2 days after it had already gone.
Yes.
So every day I logged in just to see if I would get it. And or it would come in there, and I think eventually it did. Like when it, I guess when it decided to repeat itself.
Yeah.
So the schedule they had a schedule up for what was going to be sale for sale for what day.
Okay.
But they only had it just for the first week. They didn't have the second week. So.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah. So according to the schedule that Ghostbusters ambulance, the Ecto-1, was only on sale for one day. Which was super annoying.
Yes.
I thought I'd missed it. And I was like, well, maybe they'll repeat it. I'm hoping they repeat it. And sure enough, they did. And I finally got it. I don't even remember how much it was. I didn't care at the time.
Yeah,
I just wanted it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the cars I mostly play with now, too.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, too, that I got it. I'm just disappointed it doesn't make the siren sound.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. It's starting up. It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like it if it had the siren sound, too.
The siren was the one that makes the Ecto-1.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they'll... You know what? They'll probably have it again this year because Ghostbusters is coming out later
this
year.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's coming out around Halloween time.
Yeah. A little after Halloween.
Yeah.
And,
look at us knowing things.
another thing is, like... So, I wonder if they're going to bring back... they had a Fast and the Furious pack.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to bring that back for Rocket League.
That'd be cool.
I really hope so, because that's one of the packs I wanted.
Yeah.
It was Fast and Furious.
I want freaking Brian's
Skyline. Yeah. And Dom's Charger.
Yeah.
I also wanted the Jurassic Park pack, which
yeah.
I missed out on. And, yeah, so...
Like, that's what I don't understand about. Like, do these companies, do they think, or these studios think we're, like, all we play is their game, like, all the time?
Sometimes, maybe.
Because, like,
know.
I know, like... I know some people do that. Okay, that's fine. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But I play multiple games at a time.
Yeah.
Because I have the attention span of a peanut. So, like, I want to change it up.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Like,
I mean, also, if you're a variety streamer, you're not going to be playing the same game all
exactly,
the time.
Yeah.
Unless you're just a Rocket League streamer.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing Rocket League all
yeah.
the time. We're not, because we're complete trash at Rocket
yeah.
League.
Yeah, exactly.
Because... I mean, the amount of time that they've spent on there, they probably,
yeah.
that's why they're pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, they're the ones freaking tripling. I remember me and our friend Leon,
yeah.
we got on one night. I think me and him got on early that day. And we're like, oh, let's do 2v2s. This would
yeah.
be fun.
Yeah.
Got on the first map. Okay.
Yeah.
First match, me and Leon are there. We start off. We hit the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. We win the kickoff. But then they quickly take it back.
Mm.
And it goes in the air.
Yeah.
Okay. So one guy starts flying. And
yeah.
he bumps it into the air, and the other guy meets him exactly where he needs to take it over and score.
Oh, my
and
God.
And me and Leon were like, no, just quit. Yeah. So, yeah, I imagine those people who do that are like that.
Yeah. I mean,
that's insane.
Yeah. Apparently, like, you could dribble the ball. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, so yeah.
Dribbling the ball is like letting it ride. You're like, it's basically just bouncing off of your car.
Yeah.
And staying in place.
Yeah.
Or just resting on your car. And you're
yeah,
just
then
driving.
Yeah, you're just driving it pretty much. Yeah. Just
driving with the ball.
Yeah.
And this is so freaking hard to do. I've tried for many hours.
Yeah.
I cannot seem to get it. They said, oh, this probably could take you at least 20 or 30 hours to master. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Just to master that one.
Yeah, that's
not
insane.
That's not even counting air dribbling.
Yeah. I've played Rocket League for so long, and I can still barely do aerial hits.
I don't even do aerial hits.
Yeah.
I'm more of on the ground player.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. Some of these people in Rocket League.
I mean, I guess they're supposed to be able to, like, this pretty standard stuff, but man, I didn't.
Because I remember I was watching a tournament, and one of the guy, his car was upside, he was in the air.
Yeah.
His car was upside down.
Yeah.
And he's dribbling the ball with his wheels.
Yeah.
And then he turns around, like,
flips around.
He flips around and then scores it. I'm like,
yeah,
dude, I would just quit.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. But yeah, anyways, back to limited run time rabbits.
Yeah. I mean, that's the counts. I mean,
that's a thunder. Sorry. I think it's about to start storming over here.
Yeah.
Strom.
Strom. Thunderstrom.
See? Attention span of a peanut. Anyways.
Yeah, going back to limited time events, they suck.
Yeah.
I think Final Fantasy 14 has them. They have limited time events too. Thing is too, like, they only have the items only for that event. Well, Final Fantasy 14, they don't keep it locked away.
Yeah.
They I guess the year following they start selling it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I could have got it for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this? I don't know, man. Is this?
And also, a lot of them take place. And okay, I know, like, they gotta. I feel like, and I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of them. I feel like start in like the middle of the week.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I got work.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally work.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. But other people have actual jobs, and you know, like, can't play in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Well, nowadays, I mean, some people have multiple jobs. They can't.
Yeah,
like,
they don't have
time.
One job. Yeah,
especially like trying to live by yourself.
Yeah,
you're not gonna be having time to do any of that.
Exactly, because
like Destiny, I think has limited time events, but theirs are really long.
Yeah, if it's long enough, I'm okay with it. If it's like, oh, this is like a month long event, okay, fine.
One of the things that is annoying to me is
but
Iron
like
Banner.
A week. Come on.
Yeah, Iron Banner is a week.
Oh, yeah, those are a week.
Those are only a week long. That's pretty annoying, especially if you have to grind some gear out.
Yeah.
I remember the old Iron Banner days where, this is from Destiny 1 old, so this is way before you started playing.
Yeah.
So they had five or six bounties you had to do.
Okay.
You just pick them up at the place, and then that's all you'd have to work on the whole week. And then, like, once you completed them, you got rewards, I think. And, like, after you unlocked those, I think, it's just like, I don't remember how they worked. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
I think, I want to say you got one piece of gear for every, or two pieces, you got a weapon and an armor for each bounty you completed.
Okay.
And a lot of the time, sometimes I think it would be duplicate armor.
Yeah.
It could be any piece of armor.
Okay.
And then I think you're able to get it drop from every Iron Banner match.
I gotcha.
I think that's what used to happen.
Yeah.
I
see what you're saying.
Yeah. So a lot of the times I wasn't able to get the complete armor sets just because some of the bounties were so freaking hard. One of the first bounties was getting a 25 kill streak in a match.
Wow.
Yeah. Which was, I mean, at the beginning it was hard, but eventually I got so good where I was doing it every day, every week. I was doing it with pretty regularly, actually.
Okay.
So I think one time I got up to like a 50-something kill streak.
Nice.
So yeah, I had a pretty good setup where I was winning pretty constantly.
Yeah.
It just could get so annoying sometimes. It's just the Destiny, Final Fantasy 14. What else was there? I mean, this is just games that I've experienced. No Man's Sky was the most recent one.
Another thing I don't like about these, especially if it's like a week long.
Yeah.
If I'm in the middle of another game.
Yeah.
Like I don't, because then I feel like it's like, so let's say like I'm playing something, right?
Yeah.
And like there's a limited time event.
Yeah, yeah.
But it only lasts a week. Like if I'm out of the good part of a game.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to stop playing that game.
Yeah.
To do this other event.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's like, I don't know, I feel like if it's 3 weeks or more, I'm okay with it. But anything less than that, I'm like, yeah, like 1 or 2 weeks, sometimes I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's not enough time.
Yeah, the No Man's Sky one was 2 weeks, but they didn't announce the Normandy as being a reward.
Yeah, to halfway through it or something, right?
Like, it was a week and 3 days, I think,
yeah,
left. So it was after the fourth or fifth day.
Yeah.
So they announced it. I don't even know where my No Man's Sky copy was, honestly.
Yeah.
I think I eventually just, what did I do with it? Oh, you know what? I had added it to my PlayStation.
Yeah.
And since it was like a disc version of the game, I had to get the disc.
Yeah.
But then when I went to download or like put the disc in it, it still had to download the update.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't play it anyway.
Yeah.
It was like, why didn't you just update it when I downloaded the other version of
it? Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, no, it's, you had to download that version of it. And then, so I had to delete it. I reinstalled it. And so I had to do the update still. It's like, what?
That's stupid.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know some people are like, oh, well, that just means you're like not a fan of the game or whatever. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. I'm going to use this example.
Yeah.
So I'm not really a Resident Evil fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a Leon Kennedy fan.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, I'll still play other Resident Evils,
yeah,
but if it has Leon in it as a character,
yeah,
I'm more likely to pay it. Like, point in case, I've played Resident Evil 2 Remake. I haven't played 3. I haven't even touched it.
Yeah.
So, like, if someone told me that Resident Evil 8
mm-hmm.
had an event
yeah.
where I could play as, like, Leon or something,
yeah,
then I would want to play as Leon.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, if they had it for, like, oh, it's just for the weekend, it's like, well...
Yeah, you know,
like I can't do that.
You know, some beta, like they have a limited free weekend. I have to freaking physically download the game for just that weekend.
Yeah,
just to try it out or whatever. Oh, we have these betas. Those are going to be 12 hours long.
Yeah, like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, only and then we're gonna have an open beta. This is another thing. Is like, oh, we have an open beta, but you can only play from like 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Dude, that stuff is so stupid.
Yeah.
Hate that. I remember they had one for one of the Dragon Ball games. I think it was Kakarot.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was at the dumbest time. And I was
Fighter Z, I think, was like that too.
Yeah, it was both. Yeah, they were both like that. Because I remember it was Fighter Z. Like, maybe another one I can do. That's the stupidest time. I was like, well, okay. First of all, I'm sleeping at that time.
Yeah.
And then when I wake up, I go to work.
Yeah.
Like this was pre-COVID, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
I think one of the what game was it? I was in a beta for something.
Yeah.
It was only open for a certain amount of time as well.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like at least make the beta, you know, 2 to 3 days. Like, don't do, like, 6 hours. Like, what?
Well, they are, like, they say this, like, oh, it's 5 days long.
Yeah.
But you could only play it for,
exactly, certain times on those 5 days, which just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, because I don't have the time for that.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody have time for that.
It's like, oh, well, won't you just make the time? It's like, okay, well, you can take care of my other 15 responsibilities while I do this. Like, come on. Like, just let me play what I want to play during the day.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously.
Like, this is when I play games. Let me play the beta whenever I'm playing that, whenever it's my game time. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a stupid, you know?
For sure. Let's see. What other, like... Like, they have the limited time demos.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah, those.
I think Resident Evil Village.
Yeah,
so
those like that.
You can download the demo, but you can only play an hour of it.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You can only play an hour. See, this thing didn't even happen before. Like, why is there only a time limit on that demo?
Yeah.
Are you downloading the whole game or something?
Yeah, exactly. Or? That's the part of it. It's like, yeah, why is there a time block on this?
It's like, why isn't there like a time, like, you know, when you download a demo, it would start at a certain point and end at a certain point.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, oh, you want to play more, you have to go buy the game. But for me, like, if I'm just walking around exploring, like, oh, it's been an hour, you can't play no more. What the
yeah.
What the
like
crap
I wanna,
is
that? I wanna, yeah, I want to see what's here. Like, I want to explore.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, it's a demo. You should let me do, you know, you know, whatever in that certain point in the story of the game.
I understand. Like, maybe they didn't want too much revealed.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, this was like a week before the game came out.
Yeah.
This is like, not like it was like months ahead of time.
Yeah, it's not like demos, but like, you know, how demos usually normally are, where it's like, oh, the game
couple
comes
months
out.
Ago.
Yeah, like, a couple months away, here's a demo, check it out.
Yeah. It's, it was so, that also, Monster Hunter was like that too. Monster Hunter Rise.
Oh, really?
For Switch.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you could only play a certain amount of time, and then you had to, you couldn't play it. You actually had to, I think there was a way around it or something. I can't remember. My friend told me about it. I don't remember what it was. I only played the one time. That was probably actually the last time I turned on the Switch. But, I mean, that shows you how much time I don't have. But, yeah, it was for that demo, too. It feels like just more and more stuff is getting, like, restricted. It's
yeah.
Like, just so annoying.
Just let me game.
Seriously. What's another game like? I know there's several others. Like, I know For Honor might have had some
stuff. Yeah, For Honor had some stuff.
I think it's mostly the games that have, like, the fall. Well, the beginning of these season passes.
Oh, yeah, those are.
I mean, I guess it's better than loot boxes.
Yeah.
Because they used to try loot boxes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That was ever since, I think, Overwatch or.
Yeah.
I think Fortnite has got loot boxes as well.
I think so.
But they also have season passes now, which, I mean, Rocket League has them. Like, if you're playing the game, I guess I can see you doing that. Like, I think most free-to-play games are like that.
I think most free, yeah.
Is Warzone like that?
Warzone's like that, yeah. They got season passes, yep. Because if I boot it up, you're like, oh, you're on season 6 or whatever. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think Apex is like that.
The which one?
Apex.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's also a free-to-play game, right?
Yeah.
I remember, like, it was, they just let them make the game. They didn't think it was going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
it freaking became one of the most popular games.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. But they have Season Pass. I don't think Warframe does.
I don't think so.
So
you mentioned Rocket League already.
Yeah, Rocket League has the Season Pass. Oh, Destiny 2 has a Season Pass now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's these ones that are supposed to be a quote-unquote live service.
Yeah.
So... It's just, man, it's, I don't know. See, like, Destiny 2, I don't know how long their season is.
Yeah.
I remember one of the seasons I was like, oh, I wanted something. So I got in I got the season pass just for buying the DLC, I think.
Okay.
It was the second one that I wanted to get. And I just didn't have enough time to do it.
Together, yeah.
Yeah. But then you could actually pay real money for you to unlock levels.
Wow.
Yeah. You could do that in Rocket League, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that in the other games.
I feel like you can do that in Warzone. I don't know. I can't remember.
So you have to buy the real, like, in-game currency to unlock levels or whatever. So generally, like, $1 is a level.
Yeah.
In Rocket League, it's, I think, a little more than $1.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't. And then Destiny is just $1 a level, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that. It's just crazy that, like. Well. Thing is, too, is like once you have those limited time event things, like you know, you can't access them anymore.
Yeah,
like you can't, like if someone missed the event or something,
yeah,
you can't get it. I remember there was an event in Destiny 1 where it actually became one of the meta game guns. There was a sniper rifle in there that had the best stats on it,
yeah.
And then, like, that's pretty much what everybody's like. If you have that gun, that's the gun you use,
yeah.
And the rest of this is the very, very first event of Destiny. And
okay.
Never showed up again.
So, yeah, if you weren't in it at the time, like into it or whatever at the time, that was it. You're out.
Yeah. I think I had a version of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the version of it.
Okay.
I think there are different roles you can get.
Yeah.
But the role I had was pretty decent, I think.
Okay.
So if I remember right. But like I said, like, once that event was gone, you couldn't get it.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I had just barely started at the time, I think. I was still only getting used to the game. I wasn't very, you know, I didn't really have anybody to play with at the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't believe, like, I just missed out on that event.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's really annoying. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, if you, it's not like, you know, you miss it because you have other things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know, like, do it multiple times. Like, even if that, okay, let's say they didn't have short events. If they did it, like, multiple times,
yeah,
then I'm okay with it. But, like, most of these events are one-time thing.
Yeah.
Like, and usually they don't happen again. Like, I think, like, Rocket League is probably one of those exceptions where it did happen again.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it happens more because, like I said, I want the cars from Fast and Furious and the Jurassic Park stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that'd be pretty cool to have. Oh, because I got to Rocket League way after all that.
Yeah.
I got to Rocket League a little bit before it became free to play, so.
I did, too. But then, like, I was like, nobody's playing this anymore or whatever, so I stopped playing.
Yeah.
And then months later, after I found out that, like, Epic Games bought this a long time ago, I was like, what? It's like, why? I was like, what happened to all the DLC? It's like I was going to buy that when it was on sale or whatever. And I wish I would have known.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally would have bought a lot of that DLC.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, Batman stuff.
Compared to what they were now.
Yeah.
Because for a goal explosion, it's $22.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, or I guess $20-ish. I think they give you bonus coins or something for buying certain
stuff. Yeah, they give you, like, 500 points or something, like, whatever it is, their currency.
Yeah, well, I think I want to say it's 1,100 points for $10.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's 500 for $5.
Yeah.
1,100 for $10.
Yep.
And I think 4,400 for 20 or 30 or something.
Yeah, I think
like
you're
that.
Right.
But yeah, it's so. I mean, I can understand why they're doing it. Well, it's free to play.
Yeah.
And they need microtransactions so it can help pay for shit.
Yeah. $22 for a goal, though, is a bit much. Goal explosion, I mean.
$22, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you got it with just buying without the bonuses, then, yeah, that's pretty much all you got.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, gosh, spending $22 for a goal explosion.
Yeah.
So, they also have blueprints in Rocket League.
Yeah.
And not only you have to have credits to unlock it, too.
Yeah.
So not only they had to get it, you also had to pay for it to open.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, man. Those. Yeah.
Because there's some stuff I see on Rocket League. Like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then he was like, wait, it's how much?
Yeah. Seriously.
It's not that cool.
Yeah. What I was looking at was one of the animated decals.
Yeah.
It's $22 freaking dollars, too. So super
it's insane.
Annoying.
But, limited runtime events are annoying for the most part.
Yeah. They should either extend them or, like, have them repeat or something.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky just started doing this.
Yeah.
It's only, I think this is only their second event.
Yeah, I think so.
I really hope they bring the Normandy back, because I really want the Normandy.
Yeah, that'd be freaking awesome.
Also need to get back into No Man's Sky, honestly.
Yeah, just
well.
In general, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
It's gotten even better.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. The funny thing is, like, I went to start it that one morning, and then I just ended up making it in the wrong thing. I guess you have to make it in the community event.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't. I just started a new game. Like, yeah. Well, oops.
What chat?
Yeah. But,
I think, you got anything else?
No, I think that's going to be a short one for us
today. Yeah, it's going to be a short one for us today.
It's only an hour.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's all we got for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure the next few weeks will be pretty long because E3 and
they
got EA Play.
And
then,
hopefully we'll have a bunch of announcements coming in the next couple weeks.
A lot of stuff we can talk about.
Yeah. I thought there was a lot of stuff announced this week, but I guess there wasn't.
Yeah, I did too.
And then
we kind of laid it all out, and it was kind of a slow week, honestly.
Yeah, a lot of it was about the same things.
Yeah,
like Far Cry 6, whatever. Dying Light 2.
Yeah, Dying Light 2.
And then all the rumors about the
Switch Pro.
Switch Pro.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I thought there was more.
Yeah, I did too, honestly, because I was looking through the news earlier.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there's a lot of stuff. And then I typed it out. I was like, huh. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all we got for you guys today. Thank you guys for listening. As always, we appreciate the support.
Yes, sir.
You can find us at, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor.fm. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Twitter at NerdGet1. You can find me on Twitter at KoshPosh. And then find me on Twitch at KoshPosh.
Me still at Urza7. Well, you could find my remnants of me on Urza7 because I still haven't been on there in a long time. But hopefully I'll be back soon.
Yeah, same here.
I'm getting close. I mean, I'm getting closer and closer.
Nice.
To getting done. Now it might be a minute because I'm having to move now. So
yeah.
Move some stuff around.
Yeah.
Get some things ready for moving and stuff. So we'll see. I'll try to start again soon again. So.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.